Good evening, one and all. Yes, the middle of another week, and not just any week, of course. Here in America, where I am, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, which means that it's Black Friday on Friday, which means it's Cyber Monday on Monday. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Unlike England, of course, where we have turkey at Christmas, this is the time where they have the turkey all the time here. It's just a day of eating and getting together with the family, which is, you can't beat after all, can you? One of the things I remember growing up, not growing up, but in my sort of late teens and early 20s was, I was at a, I can't even remember what the place it was, but we had these people called from the Beacon of Light. I think it was a group of people who came and they talked to you about your spirit guides and controlled speaking and everything like that. And everybody, whether it's you think it's your spirit guide, whether it's your guardian angel, you know, people see the aura around you and see your guide there. And, you know, whether it's a Viking or anybody from the village people sort of thing or anything like that, you know, this is the person that's there looking after you. Could be a relation from the past, could be a grandparent, could be anything like that. They're there. There's somebody there to help you. But then, is it just somebody? Could it be something or some link to other people, I was going to say, but other things in your life? Well, my guest today, she had a bit of issues growing up until she realized what was, in fact, led her to her own, not just spirit guide, but to the whole side of healing through man's best friend, indeed, through dogs. Anyway, I better introduce my guest today, because on the show today, I have the one and only Heather Lee Strom. Hi, Heather Lee, how are you doing?
Hello, Barry. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you on the show. It's interesting. You're reading about your book and everything like that, because I know I remember people saying that if you look into the eye of an elephant, for instance, you can see your whole life. I watch a lot of the horses on the horse guards in London, where the tourists misbehaving and stuff like that. And you look at some of those great big eyes there, and you're drawn into them. And the same you found with your own pets, but not straight away. You had a whole sort of growing up with lots of issues going on and trying to find your own place and your own lead and path to follow and stuff like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a really rough childhood, you could say.
And what sort of finally led you to sort of find your way out of that?
Well, it was the dogs in my life. I finally realized that they were attempting to heal me and show me the way out of all my troubles. And I didn't figure that out until they told me to write their book.
Right. So your book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, is the result of this. But it wasn't just them. They led you to... was it like four major spirits or something like that to help you with your healing and your life?
Yeah, the book is about the first of many, the first four of many canine spirit guides that connect with humanity through our dogs.
Yeah. So they're there to sort of open the path to lead you to these major guides.
Yes, and the guides have been trying to work with me and offered healing for me throughout my entire life. I didn't see the signs. I didn't know that's what they were offering. And that's the whole point of the book, is to educate humanity so that we know that they're there.
Right. Cause this is the thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, all sorts of things, you know, our brain uses a small portion of what it can do. I mean, this whole business of about time and everything like that.
Right.
It's there, and it's a case of sometimes you just got to realize what's standing in front of you, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we aren't aware of that happen to us and in our lives and in the universe, you know. And so as time goes by, we learn more and more and more about all of those things. And this is part of that process, is for us to become aware of the healing potential that animals are here to provide humanity.
I mean, you'd obviously, it wasn't just one, obviously, dog that led you through this. Is it something that you sort of picked up and then the next one, and then it sort of gradually cleared the fog as you sort of went through your life?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the book is about 10 dogs, and through those 10 dogs,
right. Okay.
I had four different guides that were trying to help me through those 10 dogs, but it really was boiled down to when the timing was right for me to just awaken to this message that I was supposed to share. So no matter what they did, I wasn't going to hear them until it was time for me to hear them, which happened last year.
Oh, okay. Because you did do dog training, didn't you? And then I think you did physical therapy, and it was like the sort of mix of the two almost.
Yeah, I've always been involved in dogs, and I became a professional dog trainer in my 30s. And so I've always had dogs, and I've had 30 dogs of my own over the last 50 years. Yeah, so I have a lot of dogs that have stories to tell. And, you know, my professional career was in the medical field. So now I'm doing something totally different, more in the energetic field than the medical field.
So the spirit and the medical stuff, does that sort of work together? Have you managed to sort of, cross paths to sort of utilize what you're told with the spirit guide to help with the medical well-being, not just of yourself, but other people?
Yeah, it can work that way. It's just that most people who come to me medically don't want the spiritual.
Right.
So, it gives me a broad base of knowledge to work with someone, because I know the physical body very, very well. And now I'm able to use the spiritual aspect as well. So I have a very well-rounded background, unlike some people that are in my shoes. They don't have that much knowledge. So it does give me a lot to base my experiences on, for sure.
Okay. In your book, Canine Spirits Guides, we do meet four dogs, is it? Anthea, Oscar.
You meet four guides. Anthea, Oscar, Oregon, and Daman Yeradan Eric.
So do each of those guide in a certain way? Are they sort of like ones with different powers or what?
Yes, they all focus on very unique aspects of humanity, and they each have their own specialty for healing. So depending on where you are in your life and what you need will determine which guide works with you.
Yeah, I was reading earlier on about the different thing, and like Anthea clears the path to your joy and self-love, which a lot of people don't have. They haven't got any joy in their lives, and they don't love themselves, want of a better term. You know, you gotta have belief in yourself. You gotta do that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's our pain and our trauma that keeps us distant from it. Yes.
Yeah. And how did you get through for Anthea for existence? Yeah, for an example. Was it that one of your dogs led you through to meet Anthea? How did you sort of first meet that spirit guide?
Well, I didn't meet the spirit guides until I started writing their book. When I started writing this book, I thought that the book was just about my dogs. I didn't realize there were spirit guides. So as I was writing the stories about my dogs, the spirit guides came in through my meditations and started healing me. And those were the parts of me that they were healing, the ability to love myself and experience joy. I had never experienced joy in my life. 50-something years old, I'd never experienced pure joy before.
That's interesting, interesting, because I've had people on before who perhaps were in an illness or abuse or something like that. And it's mm-hmm. only when they started writing their book, it's like stuff that's been locked behind the door. Opened up, And they sort of were able to sort of almost like step back and look at yourself and realize, like you said, you know, you hadn't had pure joy before. And suddenly it's like the cloud was moved and there it was. You saw the path, you saw the sort of self-love of yourself and everything like that. And, you know, you were led to that gateway.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And the thing is these guides have incredible healing powers. And this is what they did with me is they healed me instantly through this process. I had the book written in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And when I started, I didn't even know what I was going to write about. So that's pretty fast.
Wow, yeah.
And so my entire healing process took that amount of time, just 6 months. Lifetimes and lifetimes of healing.
Do you share this with, I mean, apart from your book, I mean, do you share this with other people to sort of share the enlightenment that you received with them?
Yes, I share that. But not only that, I'm sharing the frequency of the healing that they shared with me, because that turns out that's what the point of the book was. So I could share this healing with other people. So that's what I do in my practice now.
Right. Right. And you said 6 months. I mean, that's ever so quick for a book.
Yeah. And I didn't even know what the book was about when
right.
I started
you
writing
just,
it.
It's like something told you you had to write it.
The guys were telling me I had to write it, but I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was about or anything.
Yeah. I must have had a good dozen or so like this. People said, oh, they had a dream, or they woke up and they started writing something, and they suddenly realized, it's like, yeah, this is what you're meant to do. This is, I want you to do this first, or whatever it is, you know, whatever spirit it is, whatever past life, whatever relation that's passed, anything like that. It's like it's there. It's there. You just got to listen. Sometimes
it's a calling, and you just can't fight it.
No,
you have to do it.
Well, it's like we say a lot of times on the show, I mean, I've been doing these shows 14 15 years now, 1700 odd shows, and one of the things that comes up with authors is how the characters lead you when you write a book or you're writing a novel. Mm-hmm. Right, the characters lead you no matter how well planned you got the book, how detailed you got into it. These characters come along. Major characters want minor characters want major roles. Some characters won't die. And no matter what you do or say or plan, they're going to lead you down a different path. And they're there to open your mind. And it's the same with you, with the dog, you know, you were going to write this, or you didn't know what you're going to, you started off writing this book about your own dogs, and you were led to a whole awakening with these guides.
You got it. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, when this started happening, were you shocked or were you just overjoyed with what you were receiving?
I was overjoyed, but I didn't understand all of it. I thought I was making it up. I didn't understand that I was channeling. Mm. So I had to get a mentor to help me decipher it all, because I didn't know I was psychic at all. I didn't know I had those abilities. Mm. So I had to kind of get coaching so that I learned how to use that skill, because this was brand new for me.
Do you, the skill that you've got, the channeling and that now, does it make it easier with your own dogs? Do you sort of have a more of an understanding with them now that you've got this deeper channel?
Yes, it makes me appreciate them even more, understanding the true depth of why they're here. You know, I've always known that dogs are special, of course, because I've always loved dogs, but to know that they're here only on specifically for the purpose of healing humanity is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're much more spiritually advanced than we are. They're more directly connected to source than we are. You know, they don't have an ego that stands in their way.
Yes. Right. Right. No, I understand what you mean. I mean, it's like they say that babies and seniors are more open to things. because they haven't got any baggage of life in their way, sort of thing. You know?
Yeah, we've got nothing left to lose, you know.
No filters, yep. In many ways.
Yeah.
Now you've written the book, and as you've been saying, you know, the book was written out of what was passed to you. It was your bit of experience, and then you were taken through it, and you share this experience with people. Now you've got this book out there. Do you think you're going to write another one, or are you going to delve more into what the links are and everything like that?
There's a lot more books coming because there's more canine spirit guides. There's over 50 of them.
Oh,
and
right.
The next book will have 8. So they're going to start moving faster once I get the ball rolling and people understand who they are. And then I'm being told that more animal kingdoms will come through. So whether it's cats or monkeys or gorillas, I don't know. But I'm hearing that more animal kingdoms are going to start to come through. So it won't just be the dogs.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more books.
That's interesting, yeah.
There's going to be workshops. I mean, I'm already doing group events. So I just see big time workshops and retreats and all that kind of stuff because people are craving this kind of healing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people are looking for this all the time because of the way life is these days and the fact that people are starting to look for alternative ways and trying to understand what's been almost laughed at in the past, but is actually there and available for people. A lot more people are willing to accept such things.
Right. Yeah. We're starting to evolve as a race. We're becoming more aware and more open.
Do you find that some dogs are more like help you more with the gateway than other types of dogs, or is it just depends on the individual dog?
They're all here for the one purpose to help humanity, but some of them are a little bit more coy than others. Mm. They're not quite as obvious. And they're also here not to be as cooperative, but a little bit more to serve as an agitation.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I just wondered, you know, cause you sort of see that you see sort of dogs and every dog has their own traits and their own character and stuff like that, and it's interesting to see a number of times you sort of sit and we talk to our pets all the time. That's now whether the fact that we talk to them in baby language half the time is eat your food in there.
They probably hate that, you know.
Yeah, I wonder about that myself. I wonder. My wife says, "Stop talking to the dog like a baby." Right. And the dog's supposed to sit there. Oh my God, this is doing it again.
We have a movie about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. What sort of response have you received from the book?
Oh, you know, people are embracing it because so many people who love dogs have always suspected this, you know, and I always suspected there was just something a little bit special about them. So they're really embracing it on one hand. And then you have the other half that's like, what? Hang on. What are you talking about? You know?
It's always going to be like that no matter what. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. The people that I have worked with in my healing sessions with the canine spirit guides have received really profound healing. So, and these people, not all of them have dogs. 75% of my clients do not even have a dog.
Wow.
And they're receiving the healing frequency of these canine guides. So you don't have to have a dog to receive healing. That's just how they are. This is their first attempt to connect with humanity, and they figured because we loved our dogs so much that it would be an easy way to connect with us. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So it's an incredible opportunity.
It is. And it's one that, as you say, you don't even have to have a dog. It's one that you could just got to be willing to accept and try and understand. And these people will, you know, these guides will come to you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they work miracles, I'm telling you.
I mean, you know, as we said at the beginning, I mean, you had a lot of issues, you know, early on in your life and obviously through your life. Is this sort of, from what you're saying, I'm sure it has, it's really helped you understand yourself and heal yourself along the way, to finally find joy in yourself and that. So it sounds like it's really working with you.
Yes, I mean, I've been able to heal really deeply embedded trauma that I didn't even know I had that was affecting my outlook on life. It was affecting my ability to interact with other humans. I was an introvert and I was very insecure about myself, and I didn't understand all of that until the guide showed me where it was coming from, and then they healed that part of me, and now I don't carry that around with me anymore. But they also, you know, healed past lives I didn't even know about,
right?
Or an ancestral pattern that was interfering with my desire to experience this life. I was tied down by that ancestral pattern, and they showed it to me. And then I was able to unravel it. So they helped me to completely unravel and dissolve it. So now I'm not held captive by it anymore.
Right.
So I'm a completely different person than I was a year and a half ago. And that's what's so fascinating. I never saw this coming, but I had always prayed for it. You know, I was just like, please, I know life has got to be easier. I know life has got to be much more joyous and fun than I've ever experienced it. So, yeah, it was incredible.
I know that from my own experience, you know, past life does have some effect on your life today. I mean, something that's happened to you hundreds of years ago is still there affecting how you are, whether it's, you know, doubt in yourself, whether it's an illness, you know, whatever it is, it can affect you through different lives. And the fact that you've been able to work on that is quite amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a gift, I'd say.
indeed. So, well, it's been a gift having you on the show. It really has. But time's starting to beat us. So what I'm going to do now is hand the show over to you, Heather Lee, and have you tell everybody where they can find more about you and, of course, your book.
All righty. Yes, I have a webpage, heatherleestrom.com. heatherleighstrom.com. And you can find all of my events on my webpage. You can find my book on my webpage. And you can also find a couple of free downloads. There's a free meditation from one of the canine spirit guides. And there's also a free book about 6 signs about how the canine guides might be working with you through your own dog. So check it out.
Well, thank you so much, Heather Lee, for being a guest today. It's been really great chatting to you and very insightful. So thank you indeed. And, you know, good luck with the other books. And hopefully we'll have some more different sorts of animals come through.
Yeah, I bet we will. Thank you so much for having me, Barry.
My pleasure. Thank you. Well, there you go. My guest today, Heather Lee Strom. Put those together at .com. And as she said, that's her website, Heather Lee, LEIGHSTROM, Heather Lee Strom. I've been talking about her great book. I tell you, it's fascinating when you get into stuff like that these days. It really is. And I just can't tell you enough. I hear so many different things on this program. And if you're open your mind to these things, it's really great to hear about them, to learn about them. And in her book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend. A lot of interesting stuff in there, I'm sure. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be back on Sunday with my music shows. First of all, between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Those Were the Days, music from the 20th century, where we have a theme and we play the music around the theme. And this week, talking about animals, the theme is horses. Think of the songs that you can have horses with from the 20th century. Quite a few, I guess. Anyway, and after that, between 6 and 7 p.m., we have the Swinging 60s, music from the 60s. And, of course, I'll be back next Tuesday and Wednesday with fresh guests on the show here. But until then, as always, we have one thing left to say. Don't forget...